The Broadway musical Hairspray is set during the Civil Rights era. It combines a love story with a blow for racial justice on the set of a teenage television dance show. One standout in the cast of more than 30 performers is singer Darlene Love. She plays the chatty hairdresser, Motormouth Maybelle. Love has taken to the stage since she was a Los Angeles teenager singing in her gospel choir. She went on to record R&B hits, including the classics He's a Rebel and Da Doo Ron Ron. Love's Broadway career includes roles in Leader of the Pack in Grease. She says Hairspray reminds her how tough and rewarding live theater can be.
Most of my friends want to know, why in the world are you doing Broadway? Girl, that's a hard life. But you have to enjoy it. You have to love it. And I happen to really love it.
Let's talk about the latest project, and I'm sure it's exciting for you. There's a lot of buzz in New York City about the play, the musical Hairspray, and so many people have raved about it. What's it like for you to be in it?
It's a lot of fun for me to be in it because I tell everybody it's like reliving my life the whole time I'm on stage, because back in the 60s, I was with a group called The Blossoms, and we did a television show called Shindig, and they did not want us on the show because we were black. And that same thing happens in Hairspray. They don't want black children on a white TV show.
My hoe is head up high when he goes walking by.
You faced prejudice and racism throughout your career.
Yes, because I started so early. I started in the late 50s, and it was full-blown still.
You know, you have been such a trailblazer, but I didn't know that you were the voice behind Da Doo Ron Ron, and those of us old enough remember that, and He's a Rebel.
Just because he doesn't do what everybody else.
Sit back and just pat yourself on the back to know that you really did lay down and were the forerunner of many girl groups that later on became far more popular?
Yes, I do, because somebody has to do it. The group I sung with, The Blossoms, was actually the first background group to start doing background sessions in California. So it's great to be able to be a trailblazer. They always remember you, so it's not like, you know, they will forget who you are.
Mm-hmm. You have over the years worked with some remarkable people. You sang background for years with Aretha Franklin and Dionne Warwick. You sang with Elvis and Tom Jones. And you sang background on two of what are clearly classic pop hits. And that's You've Lost That Love and Feeling and Unchained Melody.
Yes.
What do you see in terms of the difference, the most glaring difference, in the music business that you grew up in and the music business we know today?
Well, you know, I think it's harder today to get into the business. There is no way to really get started. Even with the big record companies, they don't have A&R men anymore. They don't go around looking for new talent. If the new talent is there, they have to go in and spend their own money, most of them, and make their own records. And then hopefully a record company will take them on. But I think you just can't be a singer. You have to know a little bit about every part of our business. So I think it's a little harder today.
Let me ask you about the criticism of today's music, and that is that back in the day, you had to be able to sing, if nothing
right.
else. Today you don't, frankly. And I'm curious how one who clearly can blow looks at that situation.
It's been a long time coming. But I know change gonna come.
Well, Well, you know what? You cannot judge what goes on in our business, because it's all about money. It's not about your talent, evidently. And I've been able to make a good living singing and know that I am a singer. And other singers come along and they can go in the studio now and make them sound great, no matter what they sound like.
Ask you this as relates to music and the importance of it. And I think of an incident, obviously, that touched all of us most recently, and that's the passing of Luther Vandross, who I know was a big fan of yours. When you look at how music can touch people and touches people, how much do you appreciate that you've been able to set the soundtrack to many people's lives?
That's a really great feeling for all of us that sing, and that we, the gift, because I say that our gift is a gift from God, and surely Luther's gift was a gift from God, and he was a very good friend of mine. And to be able to leave a legacy of the music touched you, the music did something to your heart, it made you feel good about yourself, good about life, I think that's the big difference.
Could you ever envision a day that you would not be professionally singing?
No, and I talk about it all the time. I was telling my husband the other day, I said, honey, you know, I'll be 65 in a minute. I got to stop doing this stuff. But my husband said, yeah, right, you go quit. But I can't really imagine myself ever not singing, not as long as I'm still healthy and God still gives me the energy and has the voice. No, I doubt it.
Well, that's good news for those of us who know what comes out of your mouth, and you are a wonderful singer. We thank you again for your time, and for those who are in New York or make a trek, we would say go see this lady, because she truly is one of the great talents of our time.
Thank you.